to the award-winning team-building exercise season 3. Yeah, the guys are running out of ideas for lists, so this season is gonna be pretty random. I hope they just don't give up and stop doing them. I think it's a great resource, but what do I know? In this one, the knuckleheads are talking about the disgusting plague. No, I don't really like the plague at all.
Well, actually, I like them a lot.
Yeah, of course you do, Boomer. You smell just as bad as them.
And welcome to Team Building Exercise. This one's a doozy. One of the best factions, maybe. We got the Plague-oo. And I am Rob.
And I'm Jack.
Still here, I'm Coach.
And we're going to talk about the Outbreak Plague-oo.
I love that.
And yeah, Outbreak Plague. And yeah, Jack, you always start this thing. Start your list. Tell us what you got.
Show me what you got.
That's a good joke.
Okay, so for the Plague Weed, I've enjoyed this faction since since Dead Zone's inception. And I think it's one of the more well-rounded, fleshed-out factions in the game right now. So I think we're going to have a lot of we have a lot to choose from. So I think we're going to have some. What's so funny?
It's funny. Go ahead.
It's fleshed out.
Well, I was laughing about that. I was laughing because I've seen Jack's list, and me and Jack's lists, they're different but very similar.
Oh, okay. So then, to begin with, of the three generals, or the three leaders, I chose the Stage 3A.
Jeez, that was quick.
Jack, how are you?
Hey, Georgie, how's the best goblin that has ever walked the face of the earth?
I'm actually pretty bad.
Oh.
You gonna ask why, Jack?
I was just devastated there for a second. I apologize. I recoiled in now I'm here. I've got my shoulder ready for you to cry on. What's the problem there, Georgie?
Well, it's Black Friday, and I'm kind of disappointed.
And why is that?
Well, it's called Black Friday. Why can't it be called Green Friday?
Well,
Jack, it's because, you know, goblins are green. He's trying to allude to that. Sometimes you have to look beyond certain, you know, certain aspects of speech.
I don't see color.
Why Jack likes Georgie, because he doesn't see color.
Whoa, what's going on here? What are we talking about?
Jesus.
Georgie's bitching like normal, Boomer.
Oh my god. Really, Georgie? Really, you gotta do this again? What's the matter?
I already told them. Yeah, I want it to be called Green Friday and not Black Friday.
Well, that's pretty stupid. I would prefer more of a Lime Friday.
Is that because hobgoblins are of a lighter, like a greenish yellow?
I told you, it's a skin condition. I think I was out in the sun all day.
As long as he does admit that he is a hobgoblin, that's the first step.
Hey, I'm not a hobgoblin, all right?
Well, what are you?
I am a Rob Goblin.
That's right.
Doesn't get old.
No. Nope. Well, it gets better. It's like wine. It gets better with age.
Yeah, Boomer. Well, I'm a Jack Goblin. Yeah, Boomer. Take that.
I'm
a joglin.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here, and I say, like, maybe March should be Green History Month.
Yep.
Goblin History Month.
Yep. March 17th. It's a good day to be green.
No matter what Kermit says.
Don't get me started on that guy.
He doesn't represent you.
Well, he's a jerk.
Oh, yeah? How come?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, then that means it's a good story.
Did he steal one of your Hulks once?
No, listen, there's too much history and continuity, and it gets all crazy.
Georgie once dated Miss Piggy.
Well.
Am I close? That's yeah, that's scary now.
Maybe.
All right, well, that's my cue to leave.
Oh.
Oh.
But don't worry, Rob, I'm still here.
Oh, good.
Okay, so like I said, I chose the the general because I kind of like...
Are you interrupting me, Jack?
the irony. The audacity.
I'm not the one that interrupts you. Georgie's the one that interrupts you.
He's got a point, Jack.
It's never an interruption. That's a long-lost friend doing the appropriate thing. And
Rover, what the hell are you doing? Get the hell out of there. I'm trying to record.
Georgie, listen, this is my time to shine.
Georgie. Watch out for the garbage pail.
I broke the fourth wall. I mean, no, Boomer, come on, let's go.
You know what? Fine.
All right, out. Right. Say it, wait.
Oot! Get
out.
Excelsior.
Get oot!
Let's pour one out for Stanley. Excelsior.
Excelsior indeed.
Don't start now. Now he's going to start crying.
Oh, no.
Bitch. Get out. Go cry outside.
Rob?
Yes?
I don't know what to do anymore. You reminded me of the sad couple of weeks.
You had to do it, Rob. Why'd you do that, Rob? That's just specious.
Excelsior.
No. I almost felt bad for him for a second.
And in honor of Mr. Lee, Excelsior.
Oh. Mm. We got a Boomer Excelsior. So, Jack.
Yeah, we still doing this?
I think we're still going.
Oh, okay. So, my strike team, I chose for my leader the stage...
Let me guess. You've only said it about 10 times.
Oh, I wonder why I feel like perhaps I wasn't heard. as though maybe I wasn't the center of attention during my segment. I must be my mistake. I apologize. So, I chose the Stage 3A General for my leader.
Rob Halford.
Yes. That's the new picture for him, is Rob Halford. Jack has the OG General, though.
Okay. But I did make myself a Rob Halford as well, because I did, you know what? I think the older ones had a little bit left to be desired in the sculpt, but the new ones are far bigger than the older ones.
Yeah, I don't like the scale. It's a problem.
But I do think for the leader, that's not a off thing. Like, oh, which one's your leader? Well, it's the guy who's head and shoulders taller than the other ones, standing on a barrel with his one foot up.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go over his flat.
He's belting out Judas Priest tunes.
That's right. Yes, Coach, what is his splat? Please, tell us.
His splat is infection. So basically when you roll the splat, they spread the infection to raise it again as a zombie. Swap the dead enemy model for a pinned zombie in the same cube. Zombie is marked as activated for this round. The original model is dead, and the zombie is counted as part of the plague strike team. Which it counts to your strike team, but they're zero VP, so it doesn't matter. In that sense. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty good.
And I almost went with the lieutenant, but Rob and I played a game where I was playing Maison Labs and I was raising troops, the plague victims. And a couple of games, the only reason I won was attrition, that I was able to just keep raising up models.
I couldn't kill them fast enough.
And it was just like it worked so well. So the zombies are nowhere the same as the plague victim. Let's not. I'm not stating that for the record, but
not even close.
But
plague victims are one VP, though, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. So at least you get a VP for a victim,
right? Right. So, and I left him stock. The general comes with their, 6+ shoot stat. He'll just cower in the back. Now, for my troops, my troops, it's where I had the most difficulty trying to, pin it down. In my mind, you either go with a plague list, you either go shooty or fighty. As soon as you try and mix and match too much, for me, it always seems like I always didn't pick enough of what is actually working. And, when you have an advantage, you don't have enough to capitalize because you've gone too far left or right. So, I went with, 2 stage 2 leapers. The 2A leaper, which, I haven't had much success with them. So 2 is just enough to make people take a look. And then,
yeah, at least they're size 2. Like, at least they're a little bit bigger.
Frenzy 1.
Again, for 16 points, I'm not going to complain. The rampage isn't too much of a problem. It's just, they just never seem to have enough oomph.
They fight on 4s, which is alright.
But they're great, man. They're solid, man. Good troop.
But you're right. Like,
armor 1, size 1. I mean, armor 1, 4+ save, size 2. Frenzy 1, the rampage is there, but who cares?
But I think Jack's right. They just don't seem to, they look good on paper, but they never seem to act as good as they look on paper.
Yeah.
Exactly what I'm
saying. That's
what I find. They're always that troop that just never shows up to game day with all his equipment. He's always just dragging his kit behind him. I'm here. Okay. You're kind of here.
The only thing I wish they were faster. They're only 1-2. I wish they were 2-3.
Yeah.
Keep up with the rest of the army, because this plague in general are fast. Like, the ghouls are 2-3. Why aren't the leapers? They're kind of more lumbering. Which doesn't belie their name. Their name seems like they're leaping around. They should be faster.
A leaper should be able to leap.
Leap a gonna maybe, leap.
Maybe they should have agile.
Maybe they should have agile, right? Just something little something. Agile's not as good as it used to be, but at least that would make sense with a leaper. You can jump up walls pretty quick.
Yeah.
But again, this is my prejudice towards them. Other people might have had rave reviews of them, but I took them, so they can't be too terrible, but I didn't lean too heavy into them.
You're giving them a chance.
I'm giving them a chance. They're sitting on the bench, and I might call them up. But then I have 4 stage 3D hellhounds.
Yeah. Puppies.
Because you gots to. They're the other end of the spectrum. No armor. They fight on 5s, which is not good by any stretch of the imagination. They've got no AP. They've got nothing going for them, but they always come ready and willing.
They always overproduce. Always.
Yep.
Yeah.
No horde, no nothing, but I've had one of those damn hellhounds take down a strider, so. Well, I've had Jack do that to me, so.
Yeah, I've had success with them when they really didn't, so again, that's my prejudice. So I have 6 troops there. So now that, I think pretty stock. I'm not blazing any trails with that. Moving on, my specialists, my first specialist for a whopping 40 points is an aberration.
Nice. That's almost like an auto add in a plague list now. Those things are great.
Yeah. I've learned the hard way not to go with all the glamour models because, a whole 1/5 of your army could be knocked out with a lucky shot when you have so many easy to see models on the board, but the aberration has the oomph that I'm looking for with the rampage, the tough, the knockback. They are
huge, size 4, so they got 5 wounds.
Yeah, they've got some AP. They're a genuine, if you don't take the stage 1A, like the Plague Lord, for your, you know, first, your bullet magnet, you got to take something like the Aberration. Next up, I have three murder birds.
Ooh. What? Filthy.
You know,
I don't know why people think that, but
they've got flight, scout, and tough.
They're good.
A size 2 model. I think the flight is adding flight into the game and taking advantage of the three dimensions of the game, the way it works with the cubes and stuff, has proven to, you know, it changes the meta a bit, but very soon people are going to have them figured out and they'll be returned to the status of, yeah, they're good. I know they get a bad rap for being OP and they get a bad rap for, you know, they have to get nerfed, but I think it's just they're the first in the game to really, because they predated, you know, all the flying vehicles that could maneuver and stuff. Like, I just think that they're gonna sort of sink down in the tiers until they reach where they're supposed to be. Once everyone goes, oh, murder birds, that's what they do. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they when they came out, they had flight because the flight was added, so it was like, well, they should have flight. So, like, when they hit the ground running, they already had flight, you know. So
right. But no one else, you know, that wasn't a big.
It wasn't thing. Like the jet bikes were flying around,
right?
So I think the flight was the thing that really made them stand out. And soon, when everyone knows about flight, everyone's using different things. I think they'll be a lower tier than what people are claiming now.
I think the thing that people really bitch about is the 2-3 and the scout. So they scout up 3, and then they can move 2-3. You're getting across the board almost the first turn. Yeah. So people, it's like an assault, quick assault. I think that's what people complain about. But they save on 5s. They have no armor. They're size 2, but still, they're not super. They do have tough, but I don't know. I think they're pretty easy to kill. Like, they're out in the open pretty easily. They're a big model to hit.
So you scout up 3, and then first turn they go, you put a move dice on them, now they're moving at 4. Mm-hmm. Because you're not gonna waste a shoot dice on them, obviously, because they don't have a shoot stat. And, you know, you can get in the first round, so you go 4 and 3, you're already, that's 7, you're in a sniper's face or something like that. So I think that's what people are having a problem with.
Yeah, but you know, you got things like aerial deployment with GCPS, or you got Asterians dropping bombards on people first round. It's not like it's a unique thing.
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm saying that's what they're bitching about. But here's my thing. Build your list around to counteract something like that. You have to be ready for it. And, you know, when something's in your face, you have to deal with it. It's just the way it is.
You know? Well, you just throw, you know, you're fighting a plague. You see the plague coming on the board. You throw, you make sure your fighters are standing next to your sniper. So when the murder birds do come in, they're going to have a fighter hitting them back, you know, like.
Right. Yeah.
Just prepare for it.
Yeah. Right. And then, you know, but then again, with the dice, you can, you know, you can't have a knee jerk reaction like, oh, I played one game against them and it sucks. You got to play a few games. It's like, oh, okay, you got it. All right, you got me this time.
Every time Jack's played murder birds, I've just shot them away. Like, they just die. I just shoot them. They come at me and I shoot them. Even if they're moving up 7 the first, if they get lucky and can move that far, like, that's fine. I will just shoot them with somebody else then.
Right.
They have to choose someone to go at. I'll just shoot them with all the rest of my army because they'll be way out in the open because they're going to be so far ahead of the rest of the army that they're going to have no support. Like, 3 of them, that's scary. Like, that's scarier when you spam out 3 of them because now, then you got to deal with 3 of them. But
Jack, you took 3?
Took 3.
Yeah, because if you like something, take 3. That's the way you do it. That's all right. That's all right.
But you were both thinking in the same general parts of that I was thinking in, that these were not I didn't take them because I loved them. I took them because I hate Pathfinders. I hate snipers.
Yeah,
I hate.
That's
no,
right.
No, that's perfect.
Yeah, so, it's so, the same way, like, people bitch about murder birds. People used to bitch about snipers. The same thing where it's, oh, they could shoot me first round. Well, yeah, now you can get melee'd first round. Just the way it goes.
And exactly. Whereas Rob was just saying, I remember when Jack's plague dogs would kill my Territon or, you know, and you go, okay, well, I'm reacting to his snipers because he was a sniper fiend.
Well, you know what I say? It's like, you know, hey, you know, his snipers are killing my Territon, but now somebody's killing my snipers. And?
Yeah. And what goes around comes around.
Yeah, no, and then you figure it out.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So after the murder birds, I went in a very similar vein, but stuck to the ground in a much, much loved, I think, one of the better specialists for melee.
Yep. The plague swarm. Give it to me, Jack.
The plague swarm.
Yes.
For 20 points. It's, you know.
They used to be better.
I agree. When Agile was different, they were better. And now
they were scary then. Now they're just legit, but they were scary before. They used to be unstoppable before.
We had some really good knockdown dragout fights with plague swarms, but it is what it is. And they've got the acid bite, which is the AP2, mm-hmm. So a little bit of AP, because you have to be able to counteract some of the heavily armored troops. And again, for they're two VPs, but for 20 points, agile and tough, they're size 2. The acid bite, come on, they're a solid pick.
Not to mention the model is so short, it's hard to hit them too. It's a really low to the ground model.
Can I say that the same thing you were saying about the stage 2 leapers? I've had the same experience with the plague swarms. They never make it.
Yeah,
it just, you know what? I think it's
they used to be 2-3, right? Like,
yeah, what it is. Every time I get them somewhere, or, you know, I have two, I actually have four of them, and I like to take two. You know, I have four models, so I like to take two of them, and they're just, people will shoot them before an aberration. You know what I mean? Or a Territon. It's like, I gotta kill the plague swarm.
I think that's a racial memory from version one, or at least, how killer they used to be, that you just like, oh, I have to destroy them before they get to me, where now they're fine. They're tough, but like that 3+ shoot is great, but.
Something tells me you've done some people dirty with some plague swarms, and now it's like a, muscle memory.
Oh yeah. It's gotta be that way. It bees like that sometimes.
Just that ancestral instinctual lizard brain that to go, oh my god.
Yeah, I remember last time he did this and he just swarmed me with these damn things, so. Yeah. Yeah. It's funny how when you play some certain people that they play against you, certain, like Jack always is trying to find ways to fight snipers, and I'm always trying to find ways to stop, swarms of people. Like, you start to develop playstyles due to, your opponents.
Like our buddy Dave says, you play the player. You don't have to play the game. He's always saying that. I'm playing the player.
Which doesn't work great when we're playing role-playing games.
No, but... and last but not least, I've said this before about the plague, and I'll say it again. The cost of them is so reasonable, and there's so much variety that you can play a little bit. And much like when coaches, you were just saying that you have four swarm models and you like to take at least two, I chose a burster.
Nice
burster.
They're big. They look way meaner than they actually are.
Yeah.
But you know, if you can get that. Burster moving down the board, and people know they're the ones that explode, aren't they?
Yeah.
They will take a lot of the pressure off of the other troops, but also the models are so damn snazzy.
Plus that boom 4, where it's just like, yeah, they can fight, but all of a sudden for 11 points, it's only twice the amount of a grenade. Like, they're not, they're just like walking, punching armored grenades, really.
You've got, you know, you can't discount them entirely, but you know, it's not a strong, strong pick. But like I said, I think there's enough in a Plague Army that you can afford to slide a little chaos in there. You can be a wild card.
Well, you know what? You have to take at least one, because if stuff goes down, you take off your sock, you put one of those models in a sock, and now you have a weapon.
Oh, yeah.
Swing that around. Right. Look like Sean Penn in Bad Boys or whatever, that jail movie.
Yeah, that is a hefty model for sure, and spiky. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could definitely kill someone with that thing.
Yeah, that thing is it's a beefy model itself. It's got some girth.
Sounds almost pornography.
Well, I wish if they made that in resin, I think that'd be a big step forward. That metal one is way too heavy.
Especially I like them in the metal. They look like they should be in metal.
Especially if you have to fly somewhere, that's like pushing your bag over limit right there.
So for me, that's 200 points even, 23 victory points. And really, I didn't take too much of the new hotness, and I didn't lean too heavily into a theme, but I certainly went more melee than shooting. So that there is my list.
I think this is a well-rounded list, though. It's pretty well-rounded, you know?
I hope so.
Well, other than there's no shooting, but yeah. It's well-rounded, as in you're going to get guys up there. And yeah, fighty. Fighty fight time.
Mm-hmm.
Fighty fight fike, that's what they called me.
That's true. They've always called you that. I'll test today.
Really?
Testify. Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll talk about my list, and then we'll move on to the coach.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Oh man, that was a good roll.
Hey Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh cool, I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamer 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
Oi, this is Boomer from the Elite Georgie List, and you're listening to Team Building Exercise. Love you, Rob.
All right. We are back with the plaque. The tartar of the Dead Zone universe. And, we just heard Jack's list, a little bit of this, comme ci, comme ça. Now we're up to Rob. What up, Rob? What do you got?
He's throwing some French at you. French. I'm starting my list with a different leader because the general's cheap. Like, for a leader, he's only 16 points, but I can't not take a stage 1A lord because look at him. Look at him. Yeah, he's 36 points. He only moves 1-1, which is not the best. But he fights on 3s, saves on 4s, size 3, armor 2, 4 VPs. He's only got AP 1 talons. They're not the strongest fingernails ever. Tac 2, Recon 5+, which is average. Tough, which is always good. And please, coach, tell us what his splat does.
Oh, God, his splat is mutation. It used to be random. But now you can choose, and it will have that for the rest of the round. You can have resilient 1 or weight of health 1. I like, you know, that's what the kids are calling it. Frenzy 1, increase AP of 1, range F weapon by 1, or increase armor of the model by 1, which is totally awesome now.
Every single one of those is useful.
And not random.
Yep. Yeah, I like that a lot.
Rob, you glossed over the fact he's a tech 2.
I think I said that, didn't I? I said tech 2.
Did? Okay.
You just didn't listen to me. Yes, Tac 2 is nice. Yeah, I like the tactician, which I don't know if he should be Tac 2. He probably should be Tac 1 and general should be Tac 2, but
no, he's the Lord. He's the Lord.
Yeah, but I find him more of a yelling at guys kind of thing, not an actual tactician.
Well, he's like the guy from Ghosts of Mars, that ga 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 ga, you know, that guy.
And I think the in one of the stories, don't they have like some kind of telepathy too? They had something that going on there.
Yeah, it was weird. That was
I think the original fluff was that he was the only one that could turn people into, he was kind of the head vampire, you know, that whole hierarchy thing, which was how he was controlling and doing whatever. I don't know if that still stands, but.
I think it was that, like, the stage one turns the leapers and the leapers turn the threes and,
I don't know anymore.
Not one. I guess it makes sense because as the plague gets passed down.
Yeah, it gets weaker and weaker.
It gets weaker, yeah. So then eventually, like, you know, let's say stage three, or you get bit, a dog bites you, a plague dog bites you, and then you become a ghoul. Or a zombie. You know, because it's not the strain is not that strong.
So, I like the Lord. He is the best model in Dead Zone still, to this day. There's some more contenders than there used to be, but he's still the best.
He's still up there.
Yeah. So as troops, I went with Coach's thing. If you like something, take one, but if you love something, take seven of them. So I took seven hellhounds.
That's a Rob Harper list right there.
Well, it was either hellhounds or zombies, because that's the way to go. And they're the same points. Zombies are slower. I wanted the hellhounds. I need that 2-3 to get into the fight quicker, so I could get my lord and other things that I have coming up later into the fight. Because you want to start tying people up so that they, you have the other guys to be able to get up there. So that was all my troops, is all hellhounds. And, like I say, it was either that or zombies. The zombies is kind of a different list. You get the horde with them at least, but they are vulnerable, so they're gonna die a lot quicker with zero VPs, which is great, but I do like the hounds. They just have beast. They don't have any special abilities. Size one, no armor, but 2-3 speed is where they come into shine. Fight on fives, which is average. Save on fives, average. So, and you have so many of them. They're going to be running all over the board. Hopefully that, once again, this is dependent on a board having enough terrain to not just have them wiped out before they get to the targets. But usually we play with pretty dense boards, so I'm pretty safe with getting some of these guys up. Some of them will die, obviously, but.
Yeah, you gotta play with a dense board, man.
Yeah.
You have to.
And for my first specialist, I took two murder birds for the exact same reasons Jack said. So my hellhounds are actually wave two. Wave one is murder birds. So murder birds get up there to start tying the big targets up. Then the hellhounds get the rest of the targets. And then my wave three is my other two specialists, which if you're looking at home, you can probably guess it's going to be two aberrations. So they're only 1-2. So it's wave one, murder birds at 2-3 with scouts, so they're going to get their first round. Hellhounds take two rounds to get to people. Aberrations take about three rounds, and then the Lord will be dragging ass at the back. He'll be the mop-up crew to come up and finish him. But obviously the main thing of this list is there's no shooting, zero shooting. There's only 196 points because I have nobody to throw any grenades or anything, so I couldn't actually give any items to anyone. But, I wouldn't want to play against it. It's going to be, you have to kill them quick because otherwise these things are going to be on you and you're going to be in trouble. And at coaches tournaments, a similar thing like this, when I was playing Fabian, he did this to me. I think it was Leapers actually. And, he was on me fast enough that I couldn't do anything. When there's this many targets, it's almost hard to, sure you can ignore the dogs to try to shoot an aberration or a murder bird, but then the dogs are going to be on you. But then if you focus on an aberration, they take so much to kill. By the time you kill one of those, all the rest of the things will be on you. You know, like, I think it's going to be a thing where people try to target things, but hopefully there's enough targets that they can't choose everything. And somebody's going to get to you. And once they get to you, you're in trouble because they're just going to start piling on. And, especially against there's hardly any AP. The only AP I have is the aberrations and the Lord. But as the Russians used to say, quantity has a quality all of its own. So hopefully you don't need AP when you got this many creatures jumping on you.
Yeah. So when you break it down, how many models in the list?
There is, 11? 11, yeah.
Okay.
It could have been more, obviously, but I put two aberrations in there. So that takes up a lot of space. But 196 points, 23 VPs, because those aberrations in the Lord are 4 VPs each. So they take up a lot. But, that's my melee list. A lot like Jack's, but Jack went a bit of a slightly different way. Mine was just pure force.
And honestly, even if the dogs are just tying up, they're doing their job.
Yeah.
But by the time your heavy hitters get in there, an aberration and, plus one for a friendly model, plus one for a charge. That's
well, aberrations that's can't have friendly models because they're size 4, but the murder birds can.
Oh, the murder birds, yeah. If they could just hold out, those dogs just have to be on there making them react, not act.
I think the only list this would be very not useful for would be Veermen, because there is no targets to hit. You'd be going against them and they'd just be like, I don't care. Yeah, you killed a crawler. You know, you'd have to, it's any list that doesn't have top priorities. Like, that's why you want to be fighting something. I would say Forge Fathers, but their armor might cause a lot of trouble with this list too. But yeah, you tie them up long enough though, even if you're fighting them. But you want to go, like, I think Enforcers would have a hard time with that list, because sure, they have armor, but they have terrible fighting. So once you get on them, you have to survive almost all the time, and then you're not dying, and then you're tied up.
And you're gonna rely on the shooting, but sometimes the dice don't go your way, or
you just can't shoot enough the first couple of rounds, right?
So yeah,
you're only gonna have like probably 6 guys in an Enforcer list, you know?
Right? Yeah.
So
I think the Enforcer is a little cheaper now that you can take a few more.
Yeah,
but not, you know, maybe one or two more than before, but not as many as.
Yeah, it's not as bad as the Forge Fathers, but yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, especially if you're going for Pathfinders, a little cheaper, so you could load up a bit with them. And they Pathfinders would be the one group that probably could fight them a lot better, because their shooting with their tagging is so good. They just make a gun line and try to kill everybody before it gets to them. But if your opponent makes a mistake of moving forward, you're going to get them. So, Coach, what is your list? Is it any different than ours? Did we all just do melee? I hope you pick some ranged people.
Ranged or deranged?
Both.
All right, so my list, I'm hoping that I went another way, and I kind of did. So I started off with, I didn't take the stage one, I didn't take the general, I took the lieutenant. Because, you know why? His thirst for blood. Spend an army special result on command dice at the start of a stage 2A, 2B, or aberration model activation. Gains a +1 speed, and a range F AP1 weapon increase the AP of any range F weapon by 1 for the rest of the round. So basically, they sprint 1 more and their AP weapon gets 1 more. So there you go. You get some AP in there. And he's only 18 points, 2 VPs. You know, he can move. He can do everything. But yeah, you hide this guy. You don't do nothing. But I did. I went out of the way and gave him a smoke grenade. Because, you know, smoke him if you got him. So going back to the troops. I agreed and disagreed with you guys. I will be taking 4 2A Leapers, okay, because I really like the Leapers and the Thirst for Blood. You know, they're all about it. So, you know, they gotta do it. Then I will take 5. 5 Hellhounds.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all right, come on. You gotta take a Hellhound, you know? So I'm not like you guys. I didn't take, I don't think I took as many as you guys. Actually, I took more than Jack, but less than Rob. But everybody, you know, everybody, the Earth took more than less than Rob. And so
it shows for their price point and for what they can do. They're a good solid troop. They're not going to make any best of lists, but when you're working with what you got, they're pretty good.
They always come true. They always come true. So specialists. I took 4 bursters.
Oh.
You know why I took 4 bursters?
Because you got 4 and they're lovely.
Yes, that's basically why. I went with the rule of Jack. I just finished painting them. I like the way they came out, so they made the cut. So 4 bursters. But, you know, you guys have basically doted and made sense about them. Now, the bursters aren't – they're not the bee's knees. They're not the end-all, be-all. But – 11 points and 1 VP. I'll take a shot. You know, the only thing is they're beefy. You know what I mean? They're easily targeted. So, you know, yes. Boom 4, but the thing is the boom 4 is awesome because you know what? You could kind of suicide bomb them in there too with boom, the boom ability. It's a frag Frag 4 is no joke, and it's only one VP. You know what? I'll take the sacrifice. You know what? Blow them up or whatever. I don't see them crawling up there. They're only a 1-2, but yeah, they're good. 5-up fight and a 4-up survive with a armor 1. Yeah, it could work. You know? And then the bringing up the rear with the gear, I went with the not Abby-normal, but Aberration. And that rounds me out at 199. Jack, it's killing me that I'm at 199. But
I was at 196.
Yeah. Taking the lieutenant, you kind of have to do something like this, you know. Listening to you guys, maybe some murder birds might not be bad for this list, but I don't know where I'd put them. But that's, you know.
With Thirst for Blood, like you leaned right in because you chose the heavy hitters of what that splat affects.
Right.
So you might not need murder birds when you, depending on your dice rolls. I know you don't want to ever rely on your splats. You don't want to, your command dice shouldn't be the main, but you could move some troops up pretty quick with a good couple move dice rolls.
Yeah. So the three guys that are affected are the, you know, are the stage 2A, the 2As, the 2Bs, and the aberrations. And each one of them move on a 1-2. But if you could, you know, you could stack this. Let's say the aberration. I want to get him up there, right? You know, he needs to move. All right. So what we can do is we can throw a splat on him and a move dice.
That's exactly what I was saying. If you could, you don't need the scout or the, you know, if you can be moving your you know, like bursters and aberrations at a quick pace. I don't know. You really did lean into that splat, and I think it'd be terrifying to see an aberration. You know, oh yeah, I'm just going to move up 4 or 5 spaces.
Right, and then also the dogs can hide behind all the other guys. You know, so you know you have a like stage 2 or an aberration. You'll never see the dogs. They'll hide there, and they can kind of pop out at the last second. You know, kind of like parasites or ticks jumping off the models. And, you know, play it like that. And I figure the lieutenant will just throw a smoke grenade somewhere, like, you know, hiding in the back over his shoulder, kind of a no look Hardaway, and just try to hook shot it into a cube just to mess some stuff up. But yeah, but I like this list a lot. You know, this is if you're playing the plague, you're having fun. And this is why I based it on that. You know, so there it is. Sans murder birds.
Yeah, we all did melee pretty much though.
Yeah.
That's cause you're right. I think for the plague, it's fun just to be able to just run up and kill what you can kill. Like that's just it.
Right.
You don't need to, get all fancy with them, but you can, but you don't need to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, but you know, I wanted to run a little elite too. And I think, I mean, I like the leapers. I've had good success with them. So, you know.
We should do a segment where we discuss what we didn't take and then why we didn't take it. Because I think there's some notables that we could have really capitalized on a segment like that.
We're not changing the format now, Jack. Come on.
Did you put that in writing with the X2487, you know, with the cover sheet and then send it to Rob? Because that's the only way things get done around here.
It right. Didn't even get past the receptionist. I tried.
Damn it.
Well, Jack, <Get it. laughs> I think that your idea might hold some merit. Maybe we'll come back after the next commercial and discuss things we didn't take, and also in general talk about the plague. How's that sound?
Yes.
See, sometimes we do what you say, Jack. We don't just ignore you.
Oh, good, because I've got a lot of things to get off my chest. Actually, I have a list here if you guys got a few minutes.
Anyways, we're going to commercial now, and bye.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast. At deadzonegame.podbean.com. if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague? With that gunfire, damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
And welcome back to Team Building Exercise, the award-winning Team Building Exercise. And we've just discussed the Plague You from Ootbreak. And now we're going to discuss what we didn't take and why we didn't take it. And then, as per custom, we'll go on to the hate. So, Rob, let's go down the list. What didn't we take?
Well, we took all the leaders, which I was surprised about. I didn't expect someone to take the lieutenant. But, yeah, they're all good. The leaders for these guys are all good. I don't think there's anything to complain about those guys.
Really?
All their splats are useful.
Yeah, I think they're one of the no wrong answers factions.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. We didn't take a 3A for regular 3As. Terrible shooters. The ghouls. What do you guys think about 3As?
Yeah.
The speed is nice.
Well, I guess we don't think about them. That's why we didn't take them.
Yeah, if you're going to take a 3A, you're probably going to take a specialist. Because you're going to use the troop spots for, well, obviously, Leapers, Hellhounds, and Zombies, although none of us took Zombies. Is there a reason for that for you guys? Is it the vulnerable?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think for me, too. I wish they weren't vulnerable and had one VP, maybe.
Horde is tough to get going, too.
It is nice when it happens, but that's why I think that it's not that powerful. That's why I think if you can one VP take away vulnerable, I think that would improve them a lot. I think that's what it used to be, wasn't it? Pretty similar. I don't know if they ever had a VP.
Yeah, they never had a VP, and they were not vulnerable.
Yeah. That's the thing. I understand, because it was too powerful, but...
Right. Well, wait. No. Hold on. We got to look at this, because why they changed. I'll tell you right now. It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't want to...
Get the information wrong?
Yeah, no fake news. No fake news here. All right.
Well, then I will step in while he's checking his facts.
Oh, I got it. I'm all set.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the problem was they were vulnerable but tough.
Oh, yeah, tough. Yeah.
That's what the problem was. And they had a 5-up save. So they had a 5-up save. They were vulnerable and tough. So that's
hard
why
to kill. Yeah.
You couldn't kill them. They were, you know, a 5-up save is respectable and tough. Is just crazy, you know?
Yeah.
I would say give them tough and one VP.
Yeah, at least take away vulnerable.
I think the problem was that they were once slow, tough creatures, like a old school Romero zombie, and they wanted to make them faster, and they had gave them the vulnerability, much like a 48 days later, you know, new age, video game zombie that's like sprinting around, and unfortunately it got muddled.
Yeah, and also they have beasts. They weren't beasts before.
Yeah, well, your beast is, you kind of need that. They should be beasts. Yeah. They're mindless. But you're right. I think if you're gonna do this, you should make them 2-3. Make them fast, vulnerable, die easy. But if you should make them 1-1 with tough. Not vulnerable, one VP, like two different types of zombies. So that you can have the slow, plodding, tough ones, or the fast, die easy, you know. This is, I think, kind of halfway house of a zombie, and it loses a little bit of the flavor, I think, this way.
Yeah.
I guess the fast moving zombie is the 3A, you know?
I still don't think 3A should move 2-3. I don't think that makes any sense. Why a leaper goes 1-2, but just a regular ghoul moves 2-3.
But I would choose a 3A over a zombie now if you took away the other troop possibilities.
Yeah, just because of the speed and the fact they can shoot and throw grenades and stuff?
Yeah, like even taking a price as a factor, even if they were the same price, or even if the prices were different. I don't know. The zombie's a one-trick pony, and the horde, you have to
do a lot, yeah.
Fours. With the three A's, okay, I'll give them a grenade. You can choose exactly how you want to use them. Do you want to run up with there with a knife? Do you want to stay back and try and shoot with their obnoxiously terrible shooting?
Yeah.
There's a little more versatility.
So we'll move on to the specialists. First one's Plague Enforcer. It's good. He has armor, I guess. But it's just the experimental, really, you're buying for in a jump pack. Fives across the board. 20 points and 2 VPs. Very expensive. Right. Experimental weapon's not great. It's just range 5 experimental. Like, it gives you wacky abilities, but...
I've fielded him I don't know how many times. And every time, it's the first guy to drop... Rob will drop him, one-shot him, every time. I've never been able to use the experimental weapon. And I've had that model for, I don't know, 2-3 years.
More than that, probably. But yeah.
Either way.
I just think he's too expensive for what he does. He's not that special. If he was armor 2 or something, maybe. Then you'd be like,
well, then let him live just once.
Alright.
Please, just let him live.
It's just probably because you put him out in the open, because he's got armor, so you expect him to live. He just doesn't.
No, it's not. It's because you see my face. There's a little sliver of hope.
So you're saying I purposely target models that I think you want to keep alive, like Grogan's?
I know that's a fact.
Maybe you guys build lists of what the models you like to play with. My target priority is based on the models you like to play with.
from love to tolerate, you just. Yeah. Choose.
Why won't you kill this model? Because you don't like him, so he's staying on the board.
I got two snipers. I got to get beat on this guy over here. You were just saying that you like the paint job on.
That's it. Oh, you took a Chovar for the first time? Dead.
You hunted that poor.
Wow, that is a whole other story. He deserved to die. So, Coach, yeah, what do you think about the enforcers? Not much.
No.
I
never take him.
Yeah. It just, I just don't see the point of them, really. Yeah. The thing I thought somebody would have took is a, Plague Terraton. Those things kick ass, but nobody took those guys. Teleport's cool. It's nerfed a little bit, but still pretty good.
I would have banked on you, Rob, taking the Terraton. I thought that was going to be in your list.
Yeah, it's sure. Cool.
You went with the 2 aberrations, but I thought you were going to go aberration Terraton.
I think the Murderbirds kind of take the Terraton spot now a little bit. They're just one size smaller, but they get across the board just like he does. So he fights on 4s. They fight on 4s. Yeah, they fight. They're both 4 or 5s. Yeah, he's got one armor, which is good, better, right. Gooder.
Size 3.
Yeah, and knock back on the claws, which knock back isn't great because you're actually freeing up your opponent, so he can actually run away and shoot you. I'd rather have what's that new one? That's the nameless have to make it so they can't get away.
Tenacious.
Oh. Yeah, I'd rather have that than knockback, but especially for a melee guy. But teleport and tough, like they're good. Is there a reason why you didn't take a coach?
Because I took 4 bursters. That's why.
Yeah, we were just going for the new hotness.
Yeah, you know what though? Well, also because I took the lieutenant, but the Terraton is definitely like I usually do take it, and I just. It wasn't for a while that, I guess it was, last Adepticon 2 years ago where I actually got one. So that's when I started really using it. Cause I didn't like it on paper, but then when you get him in there, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, he is a good, if you can hide him or teleport him up and, you know, give him a move dice, he's still moving at 4. So that's pretty good. Pretty good. You know, you tell him to give him a move dice. Yeah.
He's got the flamer and he's got the grenade trick. Like, he's got some tricks up his sleeves.
Yeah,
too.
That's the red one.
Yeah, that's the red. This one doesn't have those, yeah. He's just got claws. Right. The red one has all the good stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You've met some of those in combat.
But, yeah, I thought Rob would have taken one for sure.
Yeah, they're good, but, yeah. I think Murderbirds replace them in, for the same kind of use.
Right.
And what are Murderbirds? Murderbirds are cheaper by 5 points, so you're getting almost another Hellhound if you put Murderbirds instead of Teratons in, so.
Yeah, but they do two different things.
I think they're both fast attack. No, you don't think so?
Yeah, yes and no. You know, I think, the Teraton is one of those bullet magnets. Like, nobody wants to get in combat. It's almost true. Like the Swarm.
Yeah.
You know, they're, nobody wants to see that coming across the board.
Because you know that you can't hide from it. It's going to jump through a wall or jump, go up. Was it you, Jack? Who are you fighting that it went up two towers and destroyed your goblins? And
Bill Foreman.
Yes, Bill, yeah, he won the I'm drawing a blank when you roll off at the beginning.
The recon? Yeah,
recon, and he got the one started on my second turn in my enemy line, behind my lines. And that when a Teraton starts, like, two squares away from three goblin snipers, you know it's not going to be good. That's one of those things at a tournament that you don't want to be on the receiving end. And he did his damnedest to pulverize each and every one of those goblins in most horrific fashion.
Teraton goblins.
and you know what? Because it's Bill and he's a big guy with a bigger heart. He's, oh, I'm so sorry. And then he gets a little smile on his face. He'd move it up and then, oh, yeah. Just, yeah. Good old Bill.
So next one is a stage 3A specialist. The classic, give him a holosight and let him go. HMG in holosight?
Yeah.
And coach, I thought for sure you'd be sporting probably two of those.
I don't want to bring the usual. I want to bring something different today. That's why I did it. But yeah, stage 3A with the holosight and the HMG.
Yeah.
What are we looking at there? That's 20 points now.
Four.
It's 8, and the HMG is 4.
22 points.
It's a little expensive. I mean, sometimes you don't really have to give him a holosight because HMG does. You're really getting him up there to suppress guys and then jump on him. So,
right.
Yeah,
it matters how you want him as a sniper or you want him as a, because HMG with holosights turns him into a sniper. But yeah, if you just want him to suppress people, you don't just, he has rapid fire already in his base weapon, but yeah, it's good times.
To control squares of people, it's a very, like, I see it a lot. That's like a plague go-to for, you know, making sure that no one's up to any shenanigans.
Yeah.
And the HMG is awesome, man. Way to fire one with suppression automatically. Yeah. You know, with that five up shoot, but you know, you know what?
Doesn't matter. Not,
when you kill somebody, it's like a festival, but you're really just looking to press cubes. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
nobody took the weapon team.
It just doesn't work.
Mortars expensive, right? If you put a mortar on them, they're 24 points. That's not horrible, but
they just, you know, they hit one round and then the next round they always miss.
Yeah. Indirect 4 with the mortars, range 8, indirect 4, which is nice. So you just sit them in your deployment, hit their deployment. That's a way to go, but you can build a shooty army out of the plague. I just don't like that playstyle. I'd much rather just go punch things in the face.
Right.
Yeah. If I'm thinking, oh, I want to play a good shooty army and I want to be able to use a weapons debt in the back and some snipers and then some guys that, you know, move up and shoot from, I'm not thinking plague.
Yeah, like, exactly.
But then the plague go back in the, you know, back in the maybe next time pile and you bring out enforcers. You bring out, you know, like, you're not steering into the skid of the plague if you're trying to do a shooty army, as far as I'm concerned.
Honestly, if you want to do a mix of both, you hit the Mazon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The Mazon takes over that spot. Yeah.
Right.
I loved playing the Mazon for that very reason.
Yeah.
It's the first time I was using the Blackwing, mercenaries and stuff and their shooting's good. But then with the, it has the best of both worlds, a well-rounded. If someone said to me now, what would I recommend? I used to say the plague because the plague's pretty forgiving. You can buy a lot of models. Now I would say get some Maison Labs on the table. Then you can see which one you like. It's because it's got a little bit of everything.
Plus, you get a free game with it when you buy the Maison Labs starter pack.
Oh, you already got the title, Rob. You don't have to keep selling.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I can't help it. The last thing we didn't take is a Plague Strider. Plague Striders are the worst Strider. I think that's pretty obvious. If you're going to take a Strider, take an Aberration. Why would, like, 10 points more for an Aberration? But if, by the time you put weapons on the Strider, it's going to be the same price. They shoot on 6, which sucks. Which, Jack, you found that out when you're trying to use your, you had Plague Striders and you're just like, oh god, these guys cannot hit anything.
And I ranked up, you know, like a kind of a firing line and said, okay, well, you're going to have to come to me. And you said, well, no, I can shoot you from there. I looked out the range of my
Oh, that's weapon. Right. That's right. We figured out the two different, the Polaris Cannon and the Genling have two different ranges.
Somehow, a plague goo got inside the gun and is jamming up the lower receiver or something. I did a whole turn of positioning so that Rob would have to move into my. You know, I'm just gonna start shooting you.
Because the enforcers ones are range 12. They're only range 10 for the plague ones. Yeah. Anyways,
wait, why was he out of range? Were you doing two mats?
Yes. Sorry, we were doing two mats. Yes.
All right. I was gonna say range 10.
Yeah, that was our 2,000 point game that happened out during.
Okay,
so it was two was mats,
1,000 points,
or one. Yeah, sorry, was it 1,000 points each? I don't remember.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think it was 1,000 points each. Yes.
If it was 2,000, you guys should still be playing it.
Yeah, but Plague Striders unfortunately are not good. They're not. If you're going to take any Strider, to Plague aren't the ones you're going to take. All the other Striders are better than them.
Yeah. If you're starting out and you happen to have a Strider, and because you have one, and oh, this is now a Plague Strider because I don't have the Aberration model, I can understand that. You know, as a stopgap to the road of Plague, Nirvana, that is like having all the models you want. Yeah, he's all right, but.
Yeah, cool models. It's just, I think, yeah. Don't build a plague version. Go build a GCPS or enforcer or rep version instead.
And then just go, hey, this is my plague version.
You're never going to use them because you're going to have an aberration instead.
Especially if the prices they got going for Black Friday.
Yes.
Which is not timely because by the time this airs,
yes, I know, it's already over. Yep.
People will be like, I could have bought 3 aberrations for what? Yeah.
While you guys were flapping on about something or other, I decided to make a bonus list. I put the cheapest leader, which is the general, at 16 points, and I was able to fit in 30 hellhounds. So imagine that on a board, 30 hellhounds. I don't even think Jack has 30 hellhounds. Jack has a lot of hellhounds from multiple different companies, but I don't think you even have 30 of them.
The most I ever fielded at one point was 24, if you remember.
Yeah, so that's impressive. Anything else we have to say about the old Plague Goo? Other than they're fun to play, they are, I think, one of the more fun factions, because you can play them the way you want to play them, but if you want to just run up some guys and run a gauntlet, see who can make it up there and just start eating people, this is the army to do it. Yeah. I must say, I wanted to give my Stage 1A General, since I had extra points, I wanted to give him a energy shield. And I was very close to dropping a murder bird to give my General an energy shield. Because imagine that. That's it. That he'd be invulnerable. You cannot kill him at that point.
Yeah. What would it be? Energy shield 3?
Energy shield 3. It's 12 points, though, so he'd be a 48-point model.
Ooh.
But still, he would be unkillable. He'd just be walking around. You'd be like, I won. You'd win by points because you'd win by VPs. Because
he would park on a objective and just sit there.
Yeah.
Not squirreled behind someplace, just standing there.
Just taking shots, yeah. Anyways, anything else we have to say about these guys? Hey, guys.
Plague are awesome.
Plague are awesome.
People say, like, well, I just played a Maison, it replaced it. No, it doesn't.
No. No, Maison is the jack of all trades, or the plague is the plague. They're going to run up on you. Yeah. I think in one of the stories, is it in Ghost of the Past, I think, where they're in a hangar bay, and the first time they meet the plague, and they describe these creatures as coming at them from these ships that crashed into the hangar bay, that is like true horror, because that is just the thought of those guys coming on you, that is so scary. And in the Outbreak book, there's a great picture of the plague fighting some Forge Fathers, and they're just charging at them, about to just rip them to pieces. They are a great, faction. Visually, they're unique. I don't think there's much, anybody else can say that the plague are ripping off anything. They're just the plague. So, fun times. Yeah. We love them. So, I think it's time to pick the next one. I think it's my turn, isn't it? Finally?
I picked the plague, so you're up.
Okay, I'm gonna pick the alpha to their omega of the plague. I'm gonna pick the enforcers.
Yes, there we go.
We get the enforcers, the classic plague versus enforcers. So that's what we're doing next month for December. We are doing it's going to be coming out. Let's see what's the last Wednesday of December. It might be freaking Christmas. It is, Boxing Day is the last day. You guys don't have Boxing Day, but it's the day after Christmas is the last Wednesday. So it should be coming out on the 26th. We'll have to record that early.
Boxing Day is when all the fighters get together and they just, it's, don't they go into a ring and just beat the hell out of each other? Isn't that the,
Yeah.
No, it's when you take all the gifts you don't want, you rebox them and take them back to the store.
Oh, I thought it was kind of like the Boxer Rebellion or something like that.
No, that's China. Go to FamilyGamer777 on YouTube. Go to, Dead Zone the Podcast on wherever your favorite Dead Zone the Podcast is provided. Any podcatcher or even Facebook. There's Family Game of 777s on and Facebook also.
Yeah.
Twitter. We're all on Twitter, I believe.
Yes.
You can find us everywhere. If you're listening to this, you know where to find us.
Rob's been doing a lot of lip syncing on TikTok lately. So you can go there.
I literally have no idea what that is.
Me either.
Oh dear.
Is it like your grinder?
You are you guys still like no.
What?
Jeez, he's so upset with us.
What the hell's going on? You're so out of touch with today's youth that it's mind-boggling.
Yes, that's true. Listen to Third Sphere podcast also. They do some good things once in a while.
Once in a while.
You guys just wrapped up a bunch of faction overviews, I think, right?
Yes, we finished that. We did the whole Dead Zone thing. We talked about the campaign, how to run a campaign and stuff. We just a lot of stuff there. So if you want a 3.5 hour commute, we're your guys.
Yeah. I'm sorry that you have to commute for 3.5 hours, but if you do, at least you have something to listen to.
And hang out with me and Tyler, man. It could be worse.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah, I think that covers all our bases.
What about you and we have some offshoots too, right? Don't we have some sister information out there with between Mobile Armor Radio and Superhero Crew?
That's true. We have other shows that you can hear our dulcet tones. Superhero Crew is on YouTube, where we cover comic books with someone who is not George the Goblin, but sounds somewhat like him. Also with myself doing X-Men coverage. And Mobile Armor Radio is myself, Community Pat, and another Pathfinder named Brian Novak. We do a show all about mecha and mechs and striders and wherever else that has big stompy robots. And Coach and Jack also do their Guild Ball show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're in our third season now. We'll be reaching 100 episodes, I think, in next April. So that's good. Yeah.
Probably first week of May.
Yeah, you guys do put out quite a few episodes of that. So.
Yeah. Well, we talk about
defense.
Nuts.
Oh, you got me. Come back for the enforcers and more of that humor. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Don't listen to this anymore.
Oh, it's award winning though.
Award winning.
Well, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com, and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?